The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought I'd share with you a little bit once again from the first reading. You know, those Old Testament readings are so mysterious, but these ones from the first book of Kings have just been great all week long. And the first reading, which tells the story of Elijah and the priests of Baal, it's one of the best stories in the whole Old Testament. Who's Baal? Well, Baal was the Canaanite king of heaven. Okay, so if you want to think about Baal, think about Zeus or Jupiter, right? He was the top of their pantheon in the Canaanite religion. And so, you know, just to recap the story that you heard in your first reading, Elijah the prophet, he lines up all the people, he lines up all the priests of Baal, and he says, "Let's just have it out right here and now. If Baal is God, worship him. And if Yahweh, the God of Israel, is God, let's worship him. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to set up two altars. We're going to set up the wood on the altar, and we're going to put a young bull on the altar, and you guys pray to Baal, and you see what happens, and I'll pray to the God of Israel, and we'll see what happens." And they say, "Agreed." And so they all gather around the bull and the altar, and they cry out, and they say, "Answer us, Baal." Nothing happens. So they start to dance around. They say, "Answer us, Baal." And nothing happens. So they dance around some more. They yell out louder. They slash themselves with knives and hurt themselves. They say, "Answer us, Baal." And nothing happens. So Elijah walks over to the altar. He says a prayer to the God of Israel. Fire falls from heaven and consumes the whole Holocaust. Now you can look at that story and you can, you know, like at a superficial kind of macho level, it's like, my God's better than your God, and I was right and you were wrong. That's a really superficial way to look at it. See, the fact is that it contains one of the deepest and most important lessons that the Bible can possibly teach us, namely the futility of trying to find your heart's peace in anything other than God. So you can think about the Holocaust as like an image of your heart. Only God consumes the Holocaust. The false gods don't because they can't. Cry out to them, nothing happens. Reminds me of one of my favorite quotations from C.S. Lewis, who says that God can't give you happiness in any other terms other than himself because there is no such thing. In fact, I'd like to share a little anecdote with you here this morning. You've heard of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis, who's one of my favorite authors, by the way. The story of a mystical fantasy world with talking animals. And one of the animals is this enormous lion named Aslan, and he represents Christ in this mysterious, mystical world. Well, here's a little story from one of the Narnia books called The Silver Chair, and it's the time where this character named Jill meets Aslan for the very first time. And she's wandering through Narnia, and she's so thirsty, and she comes across a stream, a beautiful pool filled with crystal water. And as she's leaning down to drink from the stream, she looks up and, to her astonishment, sees this huge 12-foot lion with his enormous golden mane. And is even more astonished when the lion speaks to her. "Aren't you thirsty?" says the lion. "I'm dying of thirst," said Jill. "Then drink," said the lion. If I do, do you promise not to do anything to me? Said Jill. I make no promise, said the lion. But do you eat children? She asked. I have swallowed up girls and boys, women and men, kings and emperors, cities and realms, said the lion. Then I dare not drink, said Jill. Then you will die of thirst, said the lion. Well, I suppose I must go and look for another stream then. But there is no other stream, the lion answered. And what the futility we put ourselves through in seeking for some other stream, and people give their heart's effort and their thoughts and their words in seeking so much emptiness that simply can't be found in all the false gods and into places in which we seek. And people go through the dance, don't they? They dance around and they try again and again. And worst of all, and it's one of the best little bits of evidence from our first reading, they hurt themselves. They gash themselves, just like the priests of Baal. And they hurt their friends and they hurt their families. And worst of all, they hurt themselves because nobody gets hurt more than the one who commits sin. And for what? For absolutely nothing. Now, Elijah mocks the priest Baal. We need to do something like that to those we love and sometimes to ourselves. We need to stop and ask, you know, all this effort you're putting yourself through, is it making you any happier? Elijah mocks the priests of Baal, and you know, we need to do something of the same thing. Jesus says here in the gospel that whoever teaches the least of these commandments will be called, whoever disobeys the least of these commandments will be least in the kingdom of heaven. This is really about the greatest and the first of all the commandments. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. And our hearts will be restless until they rest in him. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Anthony, pray for us.